I would like to look at the opening verses of Surah Al-Qamar, which is the 54th Surah of the Noble Quran. Surah Al-Qamar is amongst those surahs which are termed as Makki surahs. That was the surahs that were revealed before the Hijrah. And those surahs that were revealed before the Hijrah generally deal with the fundamentals of the Islamic belief system. And from beginning to end, this surah makes a firm and we could say terrifying attack against those who reject the verses of the Quran. The tone of the surah is one of warning and threat, a counsel and admonition with many scenes of punishment and destruction. And the surah commences with the great miracle of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is the miracle that was requested by the people of Mecca. It is stated in the hadith that one Sahabi ibn Jarir says, "Kunna ma'a Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi Mina." We were with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Mina. "Inna ahla Makkah sa'alu Rasulallahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ayuriyahum ayatan." The people of Mecca had asked that they wanted to see a miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what had happened? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an indication. In shaqqal qamaru bi makkata, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the indication of his finger, the moon split in two parts. Sara firqatain. It then became in two parts, to such an extent, the narration states that a piece went behind the mountain. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that moment said, "Ishhadu, ishhadu, bear witness that it was clear, they all could see it." And what was the response? فَقَالَ كُفَّارُ كُرَيْشِ أَهْلِ مَكَّةَ هَذَا سِحْرٌ صَحَرَكُمْ بِهِ إِبْنُ أَبِي كَبَشَةَ. This is sorcery that the Messenger of Allah, the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he had enchanted you with his sorcery. They then, to further verify, they said, "Undhur as-suffara." Let us check with the travelers. "فَإِنْ كَانُوا رَأَوْ مَا رَأَيْتُمْ فَقَدْ صَدَقَ." If they had seen it also, then he has spoken the truth. "وَإِنْ كَانُوا لَمْ يَرَوْا مِثْلَ مَا رَأَيْتُمْ فَوَ سِحْرٌ صَحَرَكُمْ بِهِ." But if they did not see the parts of the moon splitting, then this is indeed a magical illusion which he had performed upon you. Anyway, what happened? فَسُئِلَ السُّفَّارُ. The travelers were asked. "قَالَ وَقَدِمُوا مِنْ كُلِّ جِهَةٍ." And they came from all parts, different directions, some from the south, from Yemen, some from the north, from Sham, some from the east, from Bahrain and the entire area which is Dubai in this present time. They came from different directions. And the answer was, "Ra'ayna," that we did see two parts to the moon. Yes, we certainly did see that. Now, this was the demand, this was the request that was made. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to this. This believers asked for a proof. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam produced the proof. The miracle verified the prophethood of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this miracle has been reported by various companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar, Sayyidina Jubair ibn Mut'im, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik, and others. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu reports himself that he was witness to it. And it's for this reason that Imam Tahawi rahimahumullah and Allama ibn Kathir rahimahumullah have stated that the reports narrating the phenomenon of the splitting of the moon are on the position of mutawatir. It has been reported successively and uninterruptedly by such a large number of authorities that the concurrence on falsehood is inconceivable. That it is almost or it's totally inconceivable to think that this event did not take place. It has been mentioned in a number of narrations that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting in Mina, in Mecca, and this was the divan, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then produced this demand for them, that the travelers of neighboring countries, they also confirmed this. And it's also been mentioned in the tafsir of Allama Ibn Shabir Uthmani rahimahumullah, that he states that in Tariq Farishta, it's mentioned the incident, and he stated that the splitting of the moon was the reason behind the Maharaja of Malabar embracing Islam. Malabar in India, that embraced Islam, the Maharaja, because of this incident. Allah makes reference to it by saying, اقتربتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ. The hour has drawn near and the moon has been split. At that moment, we are being warned that Qiyamah is close, yet we continue. So many years later, we can realize from this how short our existence is in this world. Allah has said it in such emphatic words that Qiyamah is close. مَنْ مَاتَ فَقَدْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ. Whoever dies, that person's Qiyamah is immediately established. The moon has been split. Allah making reference to the incident that took place. But what was the result? What was the response? How did the people of Mecca receive this entire event? وَإِنْ يَرَوْا آيَةَ يُعْرِضُوا وَيَقُولُوا سِحْرٌ مُسْتَمِرٌ. And when they see any sign, they turn away and they say, this is recurring magic. This is recurring magic. That is all that they could simply say. That is all they could respond to this in by deeming it as magic, nothing more than that. So they did not accept it. They simply just pushed it aside. وَكَذَّبُوا وَاتَّبَوا هَوَاءَهُمْ وَكُلُّ أَمْرٍ مُسْتَقِرٌ. They rejected and followed their desires. And every matter is ordained at its time. They rejected the matter. They did not accept it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that while every matter has been settled, وَكُلُّ أَمْرٍ مُسْتَقِرٌ, that every matter has been settled, that everything must ultimately reach its end. The matter will become clear. If a veil is fabricated and cast over the truth or reality, eventually in its designated time, the false veil will be removed and the truth and falsehood will clearly be distinguished. And many times, you know, you are being unjustly accused and you say that, you know, yeah, I'm totally innocent, that this is all fabrications against me. It may be in an argument, it may be in a fight, it may be in some sort of a dilemma that you find yourself in. Remember, وَكُلُّ أَمْرٍ مُسْتَقِرٌ. Every matter will be settled. This is the statement of Allah. Allah says that the truth will eventually prevail. It will come to the fore. You just need to be patient and your innocence will be proven. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنَ الْأَنْبَاءِ مَا فِيهِ مُزْدَجَرٌ. There has come to them narratives in which there could be a rebuke. The people of Makkah have been informed of all incidents, of those who have been destroyed in the past. And if they just reflect on this, if they reflect on the destruction of previous nations, then that would be a means of reformation for them. It would be a means of coming to the straight path. That when you think about the fact that Allah had destroyed people beforehand, Allah had annihilated and wiped out people because of their insolence, because of them being stubborn. So that in itself should be an admonition. حِكْمَةٌ بَالِغَةٌ فَمَا تُغْنِ النُّذُرُ. This is perfect wisdom. This Quran in itself and all that it calls to, it is perfect wisdom. The Quran is filled with the word of wisdom. It's filled with words of intelligence. If anyone pays slight heed to it, the wisdom will enter into his heart. It is unfortunate that in the presence of all means of guidance, we do not allow the Quran to impact in our hearts. That at times no advice, no warning, no influence affects us. Irrespective of what we are advised towards, it becomes of no use. And that is why it is so important that when we are advised with the verses of the Quran, that we shouldn't be amongst those who are wretched, those who are hard-hearted, who turn a deaf ear to the Quran. We need to allow our hearts to be moved by it. فَمَا تُغْنِي النُّذُرِ. Yet the warners had no impact upon them. The kuffar of Makkah was so stubborn that the warners had no impact upon them. They did not bat an eyelid towards the Quran. فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ يَوْمَ يَدْعُ الدَّاعِ إِلَى شَيْءٍ نُكُرٍ. So turn away from them. Allah is warning that you may turn away, you may do as you please, but remember there's a day that will come, that day, the day when a caller will call towards Shay'in Nukurin, an undesirable thing, something that will be displeasing to you, something that will bring to light everything, that you will see the reality of what your conduct. Now that day is a day when خُشَّعَنْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ. The eyes will be downcast. يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ كَأَنَّهُمْ جَرَادٌ مُنْتَشِرٌ. They will come out of the graves like scattered locusts. Because of fear and terror, they will be experiencing that time. The eyes will be lowered with humiliation. The people will all be hastening towards the plains of resurrection in droves, in the billions. We have 6 billion at the moment in the world. Can you imagine from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to the end of time when the last person will set foot on this earth, all the entire mankind will be resurrected at one. And all will be hastening, all will be driven towards the plains. It is stated in some hadith that this will be the plains of Arafah. Those are the plains of resurrection. Can you imagine when people have to move together collectively in one direction, then it has this, imagery. When you look on those scenes, it appears like people are scattered like locusts. That is what the Quran draws our attention to. At that time, مُهْطِعِينَ إِلَى الدَّاءِ, hastening towards the caller. But all the former and latter people will come out of the graves and they will be moving towards the announcer. يَقُولُ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا يَوْمٌ عَسِرٌ. هَذَا يَوْمٌ عَسِرٌ. This is certainly a difficult day. The kuffar will say on the day of Qiyamah, that this is certainly a day of difficulty, that they will experience the difficulty of the day of Qiyamah. It will be there before them, and they will now experience it. And what will make it more difficult is the fact that they did not prepare for this day. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to warn the people of Makkah and for all of mankind, that if you do not accept, if you do not submit, if you do not subjugate yourself to the commands of Allah, then you need to be warned. There are several examples of the previous people and how they were dealt with. Take for instance the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ فَكَذَّبُوا عَبْدَنَا وَقَالُوا مَجْنُونٌ وَالزُّجِرٌ. The people of Nuh rejected before them. They rejected our servant, Allah says. Nuh alayhi salam, what did they say? Majnoonun was dujira, that he is a madman and he was driven away. He's been warned. We told him, watch out. That is what the people of Nuh alayhi salam said about him. That when they would find Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, at times they would grab hold of him, they would choke him, they would attempt to strangle him and say, watch out. What you're doing, you're on a very dangerous path. Watch your step. You don't know what will happen to you. That is what the people would do to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And what had happened? فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ. After 950 years of calling his people to no avail, and they going about warning him, treating him very badly, Eventually he makes a dua to Allah that these people are such, the longer you leave them on the earth, the more corrupt they will become. The more respite you grant them, the more they will transgress against you, Ya Allah. That's why you need to destroy them. Fantasir. And he made a dua that I've been overcome by these people, and you need to take a retribution, Ya Allah. فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ. Allah says, we then opened the gates of the heavens with water pouring down in torrents. Water came down, gushing forth. وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا فَالْتَقَى الْمَاءُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرٍ. We caused the earth to burst forth with springs, so the waters met with a purpose, and that was preordained. The water poured down in heavy torrents, and it was through this that water from the top, water from the bottom, all the water coming together and destroying all those who disbelieved in Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. وَحَمَلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ ذَاتِ أَلْوَاحٍ وَدُسُرٍ. We carried him on a vessel of planks and nails. The ship was made of planks and nails, and that is why when people pass by and ask, أَصِرْتَ نَجَّارٍ, did you become a carpenter? You're busy with these planks and nails. That was the planks and nails that saved Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and those who were mocking at him, those were the ones who were destroyed. تَجْرِي بِأَعْيُنِنَا جَزَاءً لِمَنْ كَانَ كُفِرٌ. Floating before our eyes, a recompense in favor of those who did not appreciate. وَلَقَدْ تَرَقْنَاهَا آيَةً فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Allah says, we have left, we allowed it to remain as a sign. Now is there anyone to ponder over it? That this is all a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرٍ. How then was my punishment and my warning? Have you seen how terrifying is my punishment and how true my warnings are? May Allah make us from those who take heed when the warnings are presented, and that we do not become from those who become indigent, and that we do not become from those who are totally indifferent, and that we just continue in our bad ways.